Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Faith Class Radio. This is
a broadcast designed with the minister in mind.
Want to work for a kingdom organization? Have regular phone and internet access? Have a creative mind? Willing to give God your best? Congratulations! You are qualified to join our team. Urban Glory Campaigns is a faith-based corporation for global leadership. Our organization aims to minister to industries, communities, congregations, and cultures that do not look to the organization because of its religious background, but to the principles taught by our founder that reaches the very hearts of mankind regardless of religious, political, or socioeconomic backgrounds. With deep-rooted convictions, our message is a provoker of change. Experience the glory.
This is Selena Olivia, President of Urban Glory Campaigns. Airing tonight is a special broadcast. We look forward to our audience expanding globally and the glorious gospel and doctrine of Christ continually stirred in the hearts of kingdom leaders across the globe. If you would like to partner with us, whether it's with a monthly or a one-time contribution, we appreciate your giving. Visit our website at www.urbanglorycampaign.web.com and go to our partners page. That's www.urbanglorycampaign.web.com and go to our partners page. Stay tuned for tonight's broadcast.
Good evening. Thank you for listening to tonight. Tonight indeed is a special program. We don't often release our platform to any old speaker, but there are times I'm impressed by the Holy Spirit to highlight ministers who have impressed on me revelation, knowledge, and truth that far surpasses the average. So tonight you're going to be blessed with the high honor to listen to the late apostle Betty Poindexter Peoples, whose many people know was my former pastor. She went to be with the Lord 2 years ago, and it was a special anointing and grace placed upon me while I was under her ministry to enter into the world of teaching the gospel. And then not only that, it was also impressed upon me after she went to be with the Lord to continue to uplift her legacy and to communicate to the world the messages that many have not heard. She was an awesome, systematic theologian, far ahead of her time, one of the historians of our day, and one of the great orators of the gospel. I want you to listen to her carefully as she instructs us on how to have wisdom in the midst of these times and how the church has to be the church all the way. You're going to be blessed, and she's an encouraging and uplifting instructor, now teaching in the heavenlies, but we delight to give you the honor and privilege to be able to listen to such a great woman of God. Also, there's many things going on in the world, but I want you to maintain your steadfastness to the things of God. We're living in a time where the church is compromising its core values, and one of our core values is to withstand ourselves from anything that would alter our state of conversion and our commitment to the things of God. So I want to encourage you, those of you who may be listening, not to participate in Halloween activities. It's not biblical. It is something that was enacted. Really, it's kind of formed out of churches' ritualistic customs that go way back in ancient history. But recently, it has been modified to cultural fads that have taken away the purity of the gospel, and we don't participate in things like that. And I want to encourage you as a church member, as a believer, as a Christian, not to involve yourself in any form of celebration toward Halloween. And another issue that I want to bring about is participating in this year's election through voting. There are many issues that are going to be on the ballot, not only the election for the president, and we want to make certain that you get involved and vote like never before. Well, I don't want to get into that. We're going to talk about the election next week, so be listening for that. I think we even start talking about the election on Thursday, so please listen to that. But I want to encourage you to vote. I want you to get involved into the whole legislative process, more importantly. But I want you to also make certain that you take a stand tomorrow against any form or practice of celebrating Halloween, or creating alternatives for commitments to your righteous convictions. So please stand by us and be in agreement that God will be glorified not only in this program, but throughout the programs that are coming, because what we're seeing and hearing now is that there needs to be a voice that cries out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. And it's going to be the body of Christ being the church all the way and not compromising its core convictions with the world. Well, I know you're going to be blessed tonight. I can't wait for you to listen to Dr. Betty Poindexter. People, she's truly going to give you a word that is going to encourage you and uplift you. And then after that, please take note of the announcements and the other things that are going to take place in the program. Thank you for listening to tonight. Let somebody know that Dr. Betty will be on briefly. Call them and look online, and you'll be able to listen in as the woman of God proclaims the word of God tonight. Be blessed and live long and prosper.
One who regarded the word of God as precious, not realizing her precious state, committed to a work that some would not dare attempt to endure, lead, or pastor. Weekly pronouncing peace over congregants that cling to her every word in the city of praise. A place of strength, she steadfastly performed the work of ministry. Loving her family, immediate, extended, adopted, and grafted, she cared for us all. Even those who after some time saw to her seeming demise, the lies, can never erase the legacy and the grace that still rings in the hearts of many across the world. Somebody rob back and shout hallelujah to a preaching woman whose message was a blend of fire meets intelligent delivery. Explosive transformation manifested every week through undeniable exegesis of revelation knowledge with culturally diverse terminology like emoji and teluete. And life-changing principles like joy is an inward stability, fortified by the Holy Ghost that He's already worked it out. She reflected the life of ministry. A woman of virtue who perpetually raised the banner of the name Lord Jesus. We give due honor for such a one is worthy of all that's due and double for generations to come to ensure the continual legacy of the life and ministry of Apostle Betty.
The church is the ambassador sent unto this earth realm to change things. Come on, shout hallelujah. Come on, shout hallelujah. And the change that it does is to glory to God, conform it to how heaven operates. Come on, shout hallelujah. Oh, shout hallelujah real. Okay, look. Now look what the screen says. It says, now then we are. Let me point out two present tense words, now and are. Hello? That doesn't mean tomorrow, next week, a year from now, but when? 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 Okay, glory to God. Now then we are ambassadors. Do you get that? An ambassador is one sent forth from the motherland to represent, glory to God, motherland's principles to the place where he was sent. Hello? So you ain't got no business acting like world. Because you are from another place, hallelujah, with different principles, glory to God, to show forth it unto this earth realm with creativity in you. Come on, shout hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, she's trying to tell you. Within you is the ability to make a change, to change things right here on planet Earth. Come on, shout hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, I told you were somebody. Come on, shout hallelujah. Now, what does this say? Now then, we are ambassadors for whom? For whom? Huh? Glory to God, we are ambassadors. And so therefore, when we speak, we're supposed to speak what Christ speaks. Am I right? Come on, shout hallelujah. When we act, we're supposed to act like Christ acts. The Bible already told you, you're peculiar. And I heard Andrew talk, when he says, you're peculiar people. Am I right? we, glory to God, have the ability to create an atmosphere here in planet Earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Put that right back up there. I don't know why they keep changing that. We have an atmosphere. We create and set the atmosphere. Come on, shout hallelujah. We do it, and we do it by exemplifying what Christ did when he was here on earth. Christ was peculiar. Hello? I mean, everybody was into religiosity. That's why I'm trying to get you out of that. Hello? Everybody was in religiosity. Here comes this little Jewish rabbi, and he just broke all kinds of rules. He had a nerve. I mean, this little Jewish rabbi called Jesus. He healed the lady who had been bent over for 18 years on a Sabbath. Now, I mean, you know, I mean, the Pharisees, how dare him do such a thing? And he looked at her and he says, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, be made whole? They couldn't understand that. I mean, he just did peculiar things, things were which were not in their religiosity sphere. Hello? I mean, he does just certain things. He goes to a wedding and they run out of wine. Hallelujah, praise God. And his mother gets all excited and he tells her, shut up, he said, my time ain't yet. Oh, glory to God. But when his time comes, glory to God, hallelujah, he just begins to, glory to God, say, just pour it now and you'll see the wine come. And here's the wine there. He was peculiar. And he didn't do things out of the norm. He performed supernatural feats. Come on, shout hallelujah. But we are ambassadors and we are here on Christ's stead. And so therefore we are likewise supposed to perform supernatural feats. Can you shout hallelujah? Come on, shout hallelujah. As I told you, taxes need to be paid. This is real peculiar. Go down River Bank and look in the fisher's mouth and you'll find enough taxes to pay my whole entourage and me. 13 people, 12 disciples and Jesus. That's real peculiar. Am I right? Okay, this is where God says you're peculiar. You don't have to act like the world acts because you answer to a higher authority and you exemplify a higher authority. Can you shout hallelujah? It says, now we are present tense ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech. Beseech, a synonym for that is beg. Beg you by us, glory to God. We pray you in Christ's stead be reconciled to God. Glory to God. We are sent out as representative, glory to God, unto this earth realm to show the world what heaven looks like. Come on, shout hallelujah. Come on, shout hallelujah. Now, I want to go through this real quickly, but I want us to read very quickly our confession, our wisdom confession, because it's so very important. Because some of you don't make it until you see me. But see, we've learned a lot in this, and our wisdom confessions are just like this. I must know that I've been handpicked by the King. I've been handpicked by the King to bring kingdom principles unto this earth realm to accomplish God's ultimate purpose of earth becoming a microcosm of heaven. Everything I need to accomplish my assigned purpose has been done, has been archived for me in abundance, good measure. Press down, shake together, and come on, shout hallelujah. In abundance, awaiting my pulling down of my reserves. I create my atmosphere. Kingdom rights are mine now. I need only to speak it into existence. Supernatural feats are happening in my life. I cannot fail. I positively cannot fail because the supernatural empowerment of my Father is sustaining, enabling, and prospering me unto an assured victorious ending. My reignship has begun. I'm dedicated to kingdom living. I'm dedicated to kingdom living. I denounce religiosity. I found the answer. I ain't searching no more. Jesus Christ in my life is the answer. I'm dedicated to kingdom living in the name Lord Jesus. So be it. Teluete. That finishes it. Amen. I'm here to invade planet Earth with kingdom principles. Yes, I am. Give God glory. Oh, somebody ought to give God glory. Somebody ought to give God glory. I told you to bring these messages back today. And the reason I did, because, glory to God, I didn't finish it. And there's so much in this wisdom book. You know, James is the wisdom book of the New Testament that needs to be unfolded unto us so that we can allow the wisdom of God to impregnate us so that we can walk as heaven's principles here in this earth realm. So much is so vitally needed. I mean, this is the same man. And I do believe before we began to partake of this wisdom book in the way that God wanted us, we would all flunked James's university. Because we were only doing surface things. But glory to God, what James does is takes us down deep. Can you shout hallelujah? Where the riches are. Come on, shout hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want to go down deep with God. What did Paul say? Paul says, of all the education, of all the affluency in my life, I would count it all as dung that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Come on, shout hallelujah. I want to have intimacy with God. Am I right? How many people really want intimacy with God? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Want to be able to think God's thoughts, to walk God's walk, to talk God's talk here in this earth realm. How many true people want to do that? Glory to God. You say, well, I didn't know I could think God's thought. The Bible tells me in 2:5 Philippians, let this mind. You know what it says, be in me, that's also in Christ Jesus. I want the mind of Christ Jesus. I want to do supernatural. I want to speak supernatural things into existence here on planet Earth. And I want to just rob back and see God work it out. Hallelujah. Anybody want to see God work it out? Come on, shout hallelujah. You know one thing, I'm tired of being a surface Christian. But I want to be one that's rooted and grounded in the word. That come what may, I'm able to stand because I'm launched in the solid rock on a firm foundation and I shall not be moved. Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout? Are you convinced and convicted that you shall not be moved? If you are, shout hallelujah. I mean, rob back and shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Glory to God.
Well, amen. I thank God for you listening to tonight. Truly, that was just a sample of what was going to take place. Well, actually, what has taken place in the life of Dr. Betty. And there are many teachings. I need you to be in agreement with me that we can get this out on the media. You know, there's no library out there that has her material. And there's a lot of material that I have that I have to scan and get documented and process it properly and copyrighted for her ministry so that it can go to the proper people. And I'm really working on developing a library of her material, some of the things that I preserved over the years. And so if you have any teachings and things that you would like to submit, just email us at urbangloriecampaigns@gmail.com. And be a part of this project of honoring her. Every year we're going to increase. Like you said, this year we had a poem and we had some of her teaching. We're going to have a lot more of that throughout next year and a lot more information because I think it's important that people know that there are some righteous people that are doing righteous things in this time that affects us righteously. And one of the things was in the state of Maryland, she was the largest church in the state of Maryland. And it was pastored and pioneered by a woman minister. And she was one of the first pioneering women on television of her ethnicity and in her time period to ever do some of the things that she accomplished. And I think it's important that we begin to honor and recognize. The Bible tells us quickly in the scripture, it says, know those that labor among us. Well, I don't know about you, but as soon as I heard the sound, just something just got a hold of me. I remember being under her pastorate, and she was one of the greatest pastors, the greatest pastor, I believe, that I've ever had, because she had the concern for God's people that I feel that every pastor should have. Now, listen, I want to encourage every minister of the gospel to get information about Paul. I have been giving announcements on the call, and you'll hear more of that next week. But we're going to be meeting on the first and the third Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I want to hear you on the call, because there's some pertinent information that we're going to be giving out on every call, so that way you can be equipped to be the greatest minister with your influence in your day. This is the day that you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your heart, and connect with those of like precious faith, as the scripture recommends and commends us to do. Well, I'm excited. There may be someone that needs prayer. Look on our blog type site or any other site. We have a prayer center where if you pray, we'll give you a number to live people if you need to speak to live people, or you can leave a message. And where two or three are touching and agreeing on earth as anything, on anything, the Bible says it shall be done. And so we're going to touch and agree and believe there is no distance in the spirit. When two or three are gathered in the name of the Lord Jesus, we can get things done, and we will pray for you. There may be someone that has heard something just about being motivated for the church to be the church. Well, the Bible tells us that in order to be the church, you must confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. For with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. After you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, salvation is activated. But it is illuminated through the gift of the Holy Spirit with evidence of the working of his mighty power. And so we want to make certain that after we pray this simple prayer, that you would call that prayer center and find out what you can do to become saved, born again, spirit-filled, committed to a Bible teaching church that will continue to enhance your Christian life. And I know that if you confess with me, you will never be the same. Repeat after me, I confess with my mouth, and I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and that God raised Jesus from the dead. I thank God for the work that he did for me at Calvary. Yeah, that's simple, but there is more to it. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You need to bear witness with the Spirit of God that you are a child of God. And when you get it in agreement, we have prayer people that are waiting to pray with you so you can receive that gracious gift of the Holy Ghost to enable you to live the Christian life. And so please call the prayer line and contact. You can simply call 202-709-7248. 202-709-7248. We are praying for you, or you can contact us at prayercenter.ugc@gmail.com. Again, that's prayercenter.ugc@gmail.com. That's exactly where you can go if you need prayer, and we will pray for you. Continue to look on the announcements. I'm so excited about next week's programs and the continual programs that we have for this particular faith class. We are developing faith, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we are rightly dividing the word of truth, so we can be workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, but able to stand up in the day to proclaim the righteous Lord, and that he still lives and exists in our lives, and our conduct, and our commitment, and consistency to the things of God. I thank you for listening to tonight, and I thank you for listening and the platform giving us an opportunity to honor my legacy. Now, this is a brand new month. Let's go forth in this month in the power and the unction of the Holy Ghost. Let's go knowing that Jesus is alive and well, and that he is living and moving and abiding on the inside of us to accomplish his will on earth as it is in heaven. Let's go forward in the things of God. Let people know that you're listening to a systematic Bible class every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, where the word of God is rightly divided and systematically given to you, so that when you can take it and apply it to your life at will. We thank you for listening, and trust me, the information that is coming on this particular program is stuff that you do not want to miss. It's not things that you will always hear on the pulpit, because it's not just sent to reach to the pulpit audience, but also it is sent to reach to the masses. We've got some great programs. Look into our ministry. Google us online or wherever you find us. We got great information coming, and we already have over 500 hours of recordings on this particular broadcast. You can go back into 4 to 5 years of information of systematic teaching of the Word of God. Isn't that outstanding? We've had over 25,000 listeners. So welcome to our broadcast, viewing broadcast, as we thank you. Every download, every listen, every click, we consider that a high honor and privilege. Now, we're asking you just to simply connect with us. Get involved. Find out what we're doing and continue to help us to live for living Christ in a dying world. We thank God for the grace of God today. I am excited. I don't know about you. I was so blessed by the program, and I'm so blessed by the engineers who's laboring hard to keep this ministry afloat, and we are here for you. This is another excellent ministry. We're excited. Now, if you're a minister, remember what I said. Get involved in the call, and make sure next week is voting for the United States of America. Please vote for the United States. But let me advise you on several things before we leave this program. Number one, please make certain that you understand the electoral process properly. Next week I will be doing a special teaching on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of this week to engage into the political process. I'm not going to give you the title. I just want you to listen on the special times and look on our site for when we'll be on special times this week. We'll be on not only on Thursday, but on Monday, Tuesday, and Sunday. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. We will be on all the way up into the election, and then we're going to review after we have inaugurated after we have acknowledged our next president next week. And we want to go into this new era of the United States history in a greater understanding of God's word and our position on the kingdom of God, of how we should stand and involve ourselves in the kingdom expansion process on earth as it is in heaven. I want you to vote and believe God that you're going to make the righteous decision. And make sure that it's a well-informed decision. And it can only be done when we do it in a pattern in which God is glorified. But let me tell you, there's a lot of manipulative tactics for the church to cower down or not to be well-informed. And we need to talk and dialogue about that. So I want you to join me Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Again, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. They're going to be at different times than our regular scheduled program. And I want you to listen to me because I'm going to be giving a lot of information, kind of summarizing some of the things that I've suggested and hinted and even conveyed on Facebook and other social medias. I want to be able to give a summary of it in the particular series that I'm going to be teaching. And I trust by the Holy Spirit, as he's allotted unto me the pattern of how to communicate it to you, that you will receive this timely word for this hour. I want you to get involved and listen, especially this week. But I also, more importantly, want you to vote in this process. The enemy is trying to come against this process and manipulate it, but we've halted it, and we are praying that God's sovereign will be done and that people will not only vote not only for the president, but also for the other things correctly. There's a lot of wording in the particular system that if you don't read it carefully, you will enable something that you do that will come against your inalienable rights, and we want to make certain that you are being correctly addressed as to how to vote. And I'm going to make certain that you get the proper information that you need. So please join me this week. I am so glad that people are listening. I just want to double the audience. I'm believing every month to empower our audience by 1,000 listeners. So I want you to continue to let people know. Let them know they can call in for a 30-minute program briefly every Thursday night at 10 o'clock. 30 minutes out of your evening to study the uncompromised word of God in a systematic fashion. And trust me, the things that are transmitted on here are not often stipulated over the pulpit. So this is a great opportunity for you to study God's word. And the Bible says, early will be seen from the rising of the sun to the going out of the same. The Lord's name is to be praised. So in everything, we want God to be glorified. I trust that whatever you set your hands to do, you will do, because greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. I thank you for listening to the Faith Class tonight. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to be able to share with you some important announcements. Keep listening to the program. You will be blessed by the better. And Father, I pray that everything that is accomplished and revealed brought glory to your name tonight. And we give you alone the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you and good night.